After tense negotiations, the US and Iran are set to sign a memorandum of understanding towards ending the war in the Middle East. The deal, to be signed in Switzerland on Friday, according to its mediator Pakistan, would see an end to the fighting between the two countries and crucial shipping lane in the Strait of Hormuz reopened. The US president confirmed the news on social media.
The deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete. Congratulations to all. Ships of the world, start your engines. Let the oil flow.
So, how big a deal is this agreement? There's been significant global fallout from this conflict, which began in late February, when the US and Israel launched joint strikes on Tehran, the flow-on effects of which are pretty hard to overstate. Iran's closure of the strait, a crucial shipping lane for crude oil, gas, and other vital commodities, trapped thousands of seafarers, triggered a massive spike in oil prices passed down to the bowser, and put particular pressure on global industries. Iranian strikes on Gulf states didn't help trade either, not to mention strikes between the US and Iran that continued beyond a ceasefire announced in April. So, a lot of people want this war to end. But will this deal, announced on Donald Trump's 80th birthday, no less, be enough? Or is there reason to be skeptical? Professor David Smith works with the United States Studies Center at Sydney University.
This will lift both the Iranian blockade and the American blockade, and we'll be hoping that that leads to the free flow of shipping through the strait again, although shipping companies and insurance companies will probably still be quite wary.
Smith, though, says this memorandum doesn't cover one of the core issues sparking this conflict, Iran's nuclear enrichment, with a 60-day negotiating period toward an agreement beginning on Friday once the deal is signed.
The last time the US and Iran negotiated a deal over Iran's nuclear program, it took 2 years. So I am skeptical that 60 days is going to be enough, especially since Iran and the US seem to be at real loggerheads over the core issue, which is Iran's right to enrich uranium. This is not a peace over the terms that the war was originally fought.
Iran's deputy foreign minister has described this ceasefire agreement with the US as a victory for his nation. And David Smith also suggests this war seemingly hasn't accomplished its aims.
They didn't achieve regime change. Iran has not given up its ballistic missiles program. Iran is still supporting its proxies in Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis.
Crucially, the memorandum includes an immediate end to the fighting on all fronts, including Israel's attacks against Lebanon. Other Middle Eastern nations have insisted that this be a part of the negotiations, but it's something Israel has been trying to convince the US to carve out of the talks. Experts say that the real test of the ceasefire lies in whether Iran would walk away from a deal if Israel kept attacking Beirut's southern suburbs, which it's been doing. Its strike last week on what it claimed was a Hezbollah command center reportedly angered Donald Trump and infuriated Iran, which prompted threats that it would retaliate to the attack on its Lebanese proxy. Dr. Dara Conduit is a senior lecturer of political science at the University of Melbourne.
The entire thing is going to be extremely difficult because you can see right now, even when this memorandum of understanding is being negotiated, Israel is still bombing Lebanon. And that's a key aspect of the deal. Lebanon has been a major aspect of this. Israel was one of the warring parties, Israel and the US, that started this conflict, and it hasn't stopped. And Iran is very, very concerned about Lebanon continuing to be bombed. So this is an issue that is going to potentially derail the deal at any point.
Key European leaders have pledged to work closely with the US and Iran to seize this moment to restore regional stability and stabilize the global economy. And Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has welcomed the agreement, saying continued restraint and constructive engagement will be essential to secure a lasting deal.